1340 96.5 KVGC. As promised, we have in the studio with us today Supervisors Axe and Supervisor Forrester. The county is preparing a five-year comprehensive economic development strategy. We're going to talk with both of these gentlemen about this and about a survey that is available to Amador County, both residents and employers. That's coming up next. 1340-96.5 KVGC. Again, we have Supervisors Forrester and Axe in the studio with us today. We're talking about five-year comprehensive economic development strategy being put together by the Board of Supervisors. And Supervisor Axe, I'm going to ask you, because you've been with us for a while, on the how did all this come about?
Well, you know, when I came into office, it was a combination. I think there was sentiment on the board that we needed to take charge of our future and try to figure out how we could improve the economic environment here in Amador County and to provide a governorship over our economy, and to be proactive rather than allow or rely on laissez-faire to approach to doing things. And I think that that all kind of coalesced across the board.
So not to sound flippant, but so we're not going to wait for another jack-in-the-box to come to town or a Tractor Supply for our economic
Correct. You know, I think we've always done well with things like retail and that aspect of our economy. But when we lost the sawmills, although I wasn't present at the time, I know that that took that really impacted the county economically, and it's the loss of that industry that I think that we still never fully recovered from, and then with the Great Recession. So I think those are things that we would like to – areas we would like to focus on.
You know, Richard, if you think about it, when we were kids, you had Owens, you had Interpace, you had the mill, that the mill here, you had the mill up in Pioneer, the Cedar Mill. There was a lot of stuff going on, and with Preston was also open. You know, Frank Preston, and with that has been taken away. How many jobs have we lost over the last, has anybody done that last 20, 30 years?
I don't know if we have an exact number. I mean, you can look at the milling timber operations, though. There were significant residual industries that were powered by those operations. So we've lost significant jobs. Yes, we do have Jackson Rancheria now and Buena Vista Rancheria. We have Mule Creek State Prison. Not everybody wants to work at those facilities, and really the driver, we're looking at things that have happened and that will happen in the future. We had a report come out about 2 years ago that the board looked at that said we face stagnation from 2017 to 2050 in our county, as well as 12 counties that are mostly rural counties. But stagnation is something we want to fight and fight vigorously. So we formed an economic development director. John Hopkins, our general services director, took that lead. And he's got a lot of energy, doing a lot of good work. But we need more help. So we're trying to do this economic development study and survey and get questions out there. We used a reference of the Merced County study that they did on their strategies. If you look at one of the numbers that popped out at me in there, is it's small business that drives their economy. It really is small businesses with 2 to 5 employees, 5 to 10 employees that really drive their economy and every economy. So that's what I'd like to really focus on as part of our strategy. We'll see.
There was an interesting term they used in the release that the company that's helping put this together said Amador County suffers from underemployment. So underemployment as opposed to unemployment would be there's just no jobs, I would assume. Is that what they mean by that, Frank, underemployment?
Well, underemployment means that people are not working the number of hours they need to actually to have full-time employment. I believe that's how that's being used in that context. So while they are employed, they may only be working part-time. And in some cases, they may not have full benefits. So, again, that presents a problem to some of the other folks just trying to make it in the United States and Amador County.
So that brings us back to what we're going to be talking about today. Is this part of what's called the SEDS?
Correct. That's stands for Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. Mm-hmm. And it's a process that a government jurisdiction can go through, and it's sponsored by the EDA, the Economic Development Authority, which is a federal government agency. And eventually they will, when we prepare our SEDS, they will have to sign off on it. And this SEDS will enable us to not only develop a strategy that we will hopefully implement parts mm-hmm. of it for our community, but also to apply for funding from the federal government, for example, for economic development. So key projects that could be necessary for economic development, like wastewater or roads maybe a hospital or something like that. So these are the types of information that we're trying to get from the community, because part of the SEDS process is an extensive outreach program, and that's what our consultant Chabin Concepts is our facilitator in this process. They're going to solicit the community and business, not only businesses but nonprofits. They've spoken to the hospital. They're trying to gather all this information and figure out what the strategy would be, what the goals would be.
Now this is a 5-year plan.
Yes,
right, 5 years, as opposed to like the general plan, which is a 20-30 year plan, it seems, which to me, I think a general plan should be more of a 5 to 10 year. Who can predict what's going to happen in 20 or 30 years? That's why this one is, I'm so happy that it's, you know, focused a 5-year plan. Now, does this mean in 5 years we'll have economic growth? It's going to take us 5 years to do that, or this is a plan to develop growth within 5 years, economic growth?
Well, I think it's a plan to hopefully put in place remove key obstacles that might be in the way of economic development to begin to build the infrastructure that might be needed for that development to occur, to also decide what we want to be as a community. Mm-hmm.
We came out of the recession. It's hard for me to say the Great Recession, because for me, I think of the recession as the Depression era, you know. But we lived through a recession and maybe even a depression, if you want to put it that way, 2008 to 2010 or so.
I think you can look at other SEDS reports, though, and you can see where obstacles are. The Merced County SEDS report is a perfect example. They had Castle Air Force Base there. Mm-hmm. You think it'd be a great place to do development, and it is. They have some infrastructure there. It's hard to get to. And if you've ever gone through 99, Castle Air Force Base is hard to get to, and that's a major obstacle. So that's what they're looking at. Let's give an example like Preston. We've looked at, as the state said, does anybody want Preston? City of Ione, school district, Amador County, we would love it. It's got some major obstacles. The major obstacle that development has identified there is blight. And just to cure that blight would probably make your project not economically feasible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are obstacles out there that need to be identified by the people that are doing this report. And where are the benefits? Where are the positives?
And what I was going to get to, and I was going to add on what Frank had said earlier, is as we came out of that in 2008 to 2010, that period, we started to rely more heavily on the wineries, the tourism industry, the casinos, mm-hmm. and, you know, resorts. And now with the pandemic, we've seen how much we really did rely on that. And we need something else to keep us going and to keep people here and not, you know, and kind of stem the mass exodus of people, especially young people, leaving the area. I mean, are we looking for like garage, you know, businesses, me building skateboards in my garage, or large factories or box stores or what?
I think the focus, in my opinion, is on smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. Try to attract or help expand existing businesses that are small, and help them grow and flourish, increase the number of jobs that they might provide, as well as the wages that they provide. You know, we've done a great job with tourism and agriculture, and they will always be a part of the economy here. Mm-hmm. But to your point, that when the pandemic hit, and we were hurt by that, because not everybody could come up here and recreate. We need a more diverse economy, and I think that's something that we're hoping that this will help us guide us in that direction, is try to find other potential industries that would fit within Amador County. I don't think the goal here is to become Folsom. I think the goal here is just to try to improve our economy, make it more resilient.
Mm-hmm. This is a very livable community. People love it in Amador County. And I think that makes it easier to attract those smaller businesses, where big companies look at Amador County and say, you're not by Highway 50, 99, Highway 5. I mean, that's why we lost a Lowe's distribution center in the past in the Carbondale area. Mm-hmm. We came down to the last three. We were too far off the beaten track, even though it's only about a 25-minute drive. It's just too far for them economically. So we can encourage, I think, those small businesses. And who knows? We could be like Nevada County that really blossomed with one person that moved into the community who retired from a high-tech business that did multimedia. And now their whole community is dominated by multimedia there. Mm-hmm. Very successful. So if we could go on that line, they are smaller businesses, though. They only employ about 10, 15 people apiece. But you know what? That's 10, 15 people that would live in the community, shop in the community, and support our community schools. So a lot of advantages there.
So let's go ahead.
Just to follow up on your point, you mentioned businesses and garages, and people might smile at that.
But
I think that that's a new potential possibility, and people having their own home business, and that's why it's so important to have broadband internet capability throughout the county, to good quality, and there is an emphasis on that as well. That's beginning to emerge, not only in Amador County but throughout the foothills, because that's going to be essential for those people to carry on those kinds of businesses.
Absolutely. So let's turn our attention now to the survey, and the website that the consultant gave was very cumbersome. So the Chamber of Commerce put it on their webpage. It's on the Chamber webpage. And I think the county may put it on, I heard, the front of your web. When you first go to the webpage, it may be a little bit, because I didn't want to go there. So you can go to the Chamber of Commerce website, take the survey, and there's three sections. There's one for employers, one for employees, and then there's an interactive map that you can go through, and it's areas that I believe are suggested areas for possibly economic development.
Right. These are the town centers, the cities, the incorporated cities, and there's ability to leave comments or to kind of like put a post-it note, a virtual post-it note on the map.
Yeah.
But the county took the lead on this. The cities are integral in it because they're a big part of the county and the incorporated area. We want all of the cities to be very active in this survey, because they'll have the opportunity to propose projects in the future, whether it be things like interchanges, new intersections. I mean, there are a plethora of things that can be proposed by municipalities. Even the Amador County Fair. Yesterday, I was at a Rotary meeting, and we had Jackson Valley Irrigation District there, Ion Memorial District. We had Ion Fire Department and Jackson Valley Fire. All four of those can promote projects, list those, send them to the county. The number is on the county webpage, and those will be collected by our Economic Development Director, John Hopkins. And if you're not on that list, you're out of luck. So entities like them, like the Amador County Fair, I spoke to Rich Hoffman yesterday, propose your projects that would lead to economic development. They don't have to be specific to economic development.
So this plan would include, what, programs for business development, entrepreneurship, maybe worker training, that type of information?
Well, yes. Well, there's key elements that all of these plans have to, the process has to go through. So they'll do an outreach to the public and business community and the community at large. And then they'll perform what's called a SWOT analysis, W-S-O-T. It's a little technical. It means strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
You had me on SEDS, Frank, so this is kind of hard.
And that kind of helps coalesce what will ultimately become the goals and the strategy. And once those are determined, and then there'll be a list of projects, capital improvement projects that potentially will help with economic development.
Sure.
And then the plan is to get that approved through the EDA, the Economic Development Authority, and then begin to implement parts of that or whatever we can.
Right, right.
When we get the pot of money that may be allocated to us, I mean, all that is an unknown right now, but if those projects are not on the list, they won't be considered at all. So people need to get those projects in right now. I suggested to Rich Hoffman, when I was on the fair board, we always wanted to expand the RV facilities. Hmm. Well, maybe that would be a money-making opportunity for the fair, but they might have the opportunity at the same time to fix their fire flow issue. So let's think big, and how do we solve problems?
Richard, where's the pot of money coming from?
Federal money.
Primarily through the federal government.
Okay, so let's not get political here, but is this pot of money going to be here for the next year or two? Is it, or do we got to get it before November 3rd? Or is it, what's going to happen with this money?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm not sure.
Let's just take one step at a time.
You know, one step at a time. But I do believe that right now there's a lot of emphasis on recovery in this particular sense because of the pandemic, the downturn or impact that it's had on a lot of the businesses here. So a lot of the questions are kind of long-term strategic type questions, but a lot of them are also how have you really been impacted by this pandemic, and what can we do to actually come back as quickly as possible when it's over?
I took both of the surveys, the employee and the employer one, and in the employee it asks you more of how have you been affected, and then on the employer part it's how have you been affected, your business been affected, your employees been infected, how is this, what's it done to you and your business and so forth. So we want everybody to take this. We have until Friday the, is it September 13th is the date? I'm not quite sure.
I want to say it was the 18th. But
the 18th?
It's listed on the county website, too. The other thing, you said go to the chamber website, but you know what? People can Google Amador County, go to the homepage. Right there on the front of the Amador County homepage, it says
it is,
Amador County asks for citizens' input on economic development.
Okay,
so you just punch that button, and you're right into the survey area.
Because as of a couple of days ago, it wasn't on there. The only way you could go through was this, and it was, gosh, it was a confusing one.
Right. I'm
trying to look for the deadline here. It is in September. It's early September.
Well,
so
let's see what we got here.
Let me see here. This is real professional. Let's take 5 minutes and find the answer here. It said September. Oh, September 18th. You're correct. September 18th. So, gosh.
I should
never question you. I should know by now.
Yeah, I do remember some things.
They expect the final economic development plan to be done in late September.
Okay. And then go before the board in October? Is that one of them?
Correct.
Would go?
And then it would also have to go for approval to the EDA as well. They'd
Great.
Have to sign off on it.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming in to talk about this today.
Well, thank
and
you.
And we stress to everyone to please go to either the county website, go to the chamber website, however you get there. Go to our website and follow the link. It doesn't matter.
Also,
just go there and take the survey.
If people have questions, they can contact any one of the supervisors. It might be better just to go straight to John Hopkins, our economic development director at the General Services Agency. Let's get moving. Let's get projects on the list so they can be considered in the future.
There is time is of the essence.
Thank you, Jim.
So, it is.
All right. Richard, thank you. Frank, thank you for coming in
today.
Thank
you, Jim.
All right.